Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the Luke and Pete Show, Pete Donaldson and Luke Moore with you, talking about batteries and all your stories. Have you ever killed a man? We want to hear from you. Hello at lukepeteshow.com. What's been happening in the week, Luke? Have you seen that Morrison's for sale, mate?
Sacked off the first intro because you weren't happy with it, but you decided to go with the one about killing a man, and you're fine with that.
That's fine with that, yeah.
Have I seen what's for sale?
Morrison's.
What, the entire
shop, yeah?
I feel like I should be informed of that. I'm a Morrison's alumnus.
£6.3 billion takeover.
Yeah, I can't afford it. But I have contributed to that because I used to be on the car park booth at Safeway, which became Morrison's.
Oh,
so I've chucked some money into the coffers there.
What happened to Fine Fair? Fine Fair.
What's that?
That was like a shitty Morrison's in the 80s.
We didn't have that down south.
We had some terrible. They had some. It had a particularly bad logo and some very thin, crinkly carrier bags.
Yeah, so was it similar to like Quicksave?
Yeah. There must be on eBay like people selling old carrier bags from the past.
Where's that come from?
There must be.
You don't want to be buying
I want to buy a Fine Fair carrier bag.
I've never even heard of it.
I want a Rumbelow's carrier bag.
Do you know what? When the Safeway was built in Gosport where I grew up, it was like a big deal. It was like a brand new purpose-built building for a big supermarket. And there was already Asda down the road, so people were kicking off about that. And then, no sooner had Safeway opened up, they opened up a Burger King. It's incredible. Oh. And then they turned the old Ritz Cinema into an Iceland.
Beautiful.
Nah, the Ritz Cinema was amazing.
All change.
The Ritz Cinema had the biggest screen on the South Coast.
Right, okay.
Is it just because we're old, or was it better when independent companies like that did those kind of things? Like, it's quite a cool thing to be an independent company and have a cinema.
Yeah, there's one in that I don't think is connected to anyone in Berkhamsted, and it's a lovely old kind of art deco cinema. There's a restaurant in there. It's really classy, pricey, but classy. And the guy who runs it is kind of like a man about town, and before every performance, before every screening, he'll come on stage and sort of go, he'll frequently slag off the film people are about to watch. It's sort of go, I don't know how to turn it for this. It's Fast and the Furious 7. Who gives a shit, you know?
Why is he there then?
He's there, I believe. It's technically a performance then. I think there's some kind of...
Oh, that's interesting.
I think that's the case. I'm not going to cast aspersions, but it technically becomes a performance, and I think you can get certain tax breaks with it. Which is sensible. I'd do it.
The Ritz Cinema used to show B-movies beforehand.
Oh, nice.
So we got there early.
B-movie.
The Living Dead of the Manchester
Lovely.
Mars,
that's nice.
Then there would be a break, and then there would be the main feature.
Right.
But did I tell you about my granddad and that cinema?
No.
So my granddad used to deliver bread and cakes and everything to everyone in Gosport. And he ended up becoming like some kind of sales manager for the whole area. But he started out delivering in the 70s, delivering like bread and cakes to all the different businesses and had like catering situations. And it later transpired, he told me a couple of years ago, that what he was actually doing was he was delivering bread and cakes to, say, the Ritz Cinema. But it was all done, obviously, back in the 70s, it was all very kind of person-to-person, like personal relationships, right? He would give the manager of the Ritz Cinema a couple of loaves of bread for his family and a couple of cakes.
Oh, and free tickets were
As a result,
changed.
My mum said, all through the 70s, whenever they went to the cinema, they never had to pay. She never knew why. And he was doing it to everyone.
The bread guy.
The leisure centre. Go for a free swim.
Nice.
Because all you're doing is you're getting all the bread you want, courtesy of my granddad. Like, crazy, man.
I love that. It's adorable.
It's good stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff. Speaking of bread and cakes, have you seen that? Presumably, I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions on our good friends at BT Sport and our colleagues and friends who occasionally work there as well. But have you seen that they, I think, probably suffering the lack of the Euros because it has to be on terrestrial television? Have you seen that they've started showing competitive eating?
Yeah, where did this come from? It was BT Sport, was it, that put this on?
I think it's because they've got some kind of deal with ESPN and it's shown on ESPN in the US.
I see.
But
I saw a guy eating like an unholy amount of hot dogs and obviously the lemonade man that you're probably going to explain.
Have you seen how they do the hot dogs, though? It's disgusting.
They dip it in water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they get the bun and the hot dog in the bun, obviously. Just in your mind, if you're listening, picture a hot dog, dip it in some water and just shove it down their throat.
Yes, they're not enjoying it. You wouldn't call them foodies.
The obsession I have with it, and I'll talk about the lemonade thing in a minute.
You think you could have a crack at it?
No, I don't. But the obsession I have with it is that genuinely a decent amount of those competitive eaters who are really good are quite skinny.
Yeah, because that's the thing, because they've got more room to expand.
But the calories are the calories. It's really difficult.
Oh, no, but
around.
I mean, they probably vomit after to cry out. He's all that in the system, surely.
You reckon?
I watched the guy who was drinking all of the lemonade. Yeah. He drank, 6 litres, 4 litres, something like that, of lemonade.
So
like
there was a guy who, and it's very difficult to get the scale of how much he was drinking in terms of volume because he's just up on the stage. He's got his vessel. And he finished the vessel of lemonade, which is American style, still lemonade, obviously, because it was happening in the US. I think he finished it in about 46 seconds. And I looked up what it was. It was 9 pints.
9 pints. We had a remember we had drank a pint in like 5 seconds or something.
You said you could drink a litre of water in 10 seconds.
Right.
So I filled up the trusty Nalgene.
Yeah.
And we did it right here. You were sat right where you were there.
Nearly killed me.
You did a massive burp, which the listeners didn't enjoy, and you didn't do it. So 9 pints of anything in 46 seconds is possibly going to kill someone. And I also, if they're not a professional. And it also puts me in mind of those viral videos, the really dangerous ones that went around a few years ago of people unsealing bottles of Jack Daniels and necking them in one go.
Yes.
I saw one the other day of a guy who unsealed a bottle of vodka, a good sized one, a bottle of Jack Daniels, poured them both into a vessel and drank the whole thing in one. Obviously, the video stops after that. Presumably, he's just going to go and puke that up.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to die. You would die if you do that. Would you die? I think you would die.
Yeah, you'd die, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not ideal. I don't think anything, because I saw on the, was I on the way home? Yeah, I was on the way home from Thurberton on last Saturday, and there was a woman swigging from a big bottle of gin.
Neat bottle?
Yeah, she was just having a little sip here and there.
There was a news story a while back of a woman who, I mean, you can paint your own picture of the type of person she may or may not have been, who was told on the flight back from like Spain or something like that she couldn't take a bottle of spirits with her.
Oh, she just necked it.
I think she was in big trouble after that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But if you had to choose a competitive eating food stuff, what would you go for?
I think hot dogs are a pretty good, because you'd be able to pack in loads, wouldn't you? It'd be like an extra intestine inside your stomach.
I don't want to do anything to do with bread, though.
No, that stuff really expands. But I see why they use the water. I don't know. I'd eat that big Wembley lasagna.
I reckon I could do pretty well on Jaffa cakes.
They are very eatable, aren't they? Strawberry flavoured ones these days.
Me and a few of my mates, I know you get pineapple ones as well. Me and a few of my friends during lockdown were doing stupid shit, like challenges and stuff on the WhatsApp group just for a laugh. And I actually shocked myself at how much better than I was at Jaffa Cake. I'm also the fattest of all of us. And I was kind of a bit like, that's a bit of a stereotype. I could probably smash a packet of Jaffa Cakes in under a minute.
If you ate the chocolate off Jaffa Cakes, it was just a chocolate bar made of that chocolate, I think you'd be very surprised how bad that chocolate is.
Oh, I completely agree. I think it reminds me of the... So do you remember when you used to get a chocolate advent calendar as a kid?
Yes.
And so you would get a little
chocolate.
These days it's all Cadbury's this and all that kind of stuff. But back then it used to be the themed ones, the licensed ones, whether it would be, I guess these days it would be something like Marvel or Batman or whatever. They were all made by a company called Kinnerton.
Right.
I just always remember this.
Kinnerton.
And the chocolate in them was horrific.
Yeah.
It tasted like dust.
Right.
Right. That Jaffa Cake chocolate reminds me of that.
I think it would always be like companies that don't normally make chocolate or they'll just have a crack at it, like Swizzle's Matlow or something. It's like, you don't know when you make chocolate. Don't worry about it.
At least Swizzle's Matlow are known for their sugary kind of chewy sweets, exactly. Lollipops and stuff.
But we used to go to the Navy Club where my dad was allowed in because he'd been in the Navy or something. It was just old boys talking about the fucking war or whatever.
Was your dad in the war though?
No. Falklands. He missed the Falklands by 6 months, I think.
How did he miss it?
Oh, he's raging. He went the wrong direction.
Oh, okay, so he left.
No, he'd already gone by then.
Oh, yeah.
But he was like chapped at the bit, sort of going, I want to get the orgies. Yeah. And then about 6 months after that, he was like, "What the fuck was that all about?" Because you obviously get conditioned as a.
What were they talking about in the Navy Club though?
Just where to get the best pornography. I don't know. Like,
no,
just,
you start talking about a story.
Yeah, so they used to have a disco every Easter and a disco every Halloween, a disco every Christmas.
Yeah.
And you'd have Santa and stuff, and they used to give out these fucking chocolate eggs at Easter. Oh, yeah. Dog chocolate. Absolute dog chocolate.
You've tried some of the dogs you've got access to. Have you tried some of their chocolate?
I've tried every bit of their food, to be quite frank.
What's the best? Rank them.
Chicken cubes are pretty good. It's like a meaty licorice.
And it's just dentist sticks
aren't bad either.
What are the ingredients in the dentist sticks though?
I think it's just probably cow bones smashed down, some kind of animal proteins, and mint.
Apparently, it's rice flour.
Oh, rice flour. Okay.
Wheat starch.
Oh.
Glycerin.
Yeah.
Glycerin. Gelatin.
Mm.
Natural poultry flavour. And a lot of chemicals.
Fucking hooves.
A lot of chemicals.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but every dog loves a dentist stick. If you've got a dog that doesn't love a dentist stick, they're a liar.
So the equivalent for cats is this thing called Dreamies.
I've seen those. They look like little golden grahams or little ravioli.
Little pouches. Mm. And they've got like different things inside them, but apparently they're really good for we give them to our cats because they're really good for their teeth.
Yeah.
That's why apparently you shouldn't give them wet food. Particularly as they get older, because you can get problems with their teeth and their gums and stuff. But I've never, ever tried any cat's bit. It's horrible. So we use this food called meowing heads, right?
Right. Like talking heads.
Yeah, I guess that's the pun. But it's expensive.
Yeah.
But the reason I do it is because I think if you've got animals, you should look after them as best you can, right? Mm. So anyway, I pour all this massive bag of meowing heads into a cereal box thing with one of those things on top of it, you know, like the plastic.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like a Tupperware thing. Mm. Anyway, when I pour that in, the smell is horrific. It's horrific.
It's like the same sort of thing you feel. It's like fish food, isn't it? It's like,
basically, whoa. But have you ever eaten fish food?
Yes, I have when I was a kid.
What was it like?
Fishy.
Was it really?
It's like the...
But it shouldn't be fishy because it's not got made of fish, is it?
Is it not?
I don't know.
Fish food
I presume
made of fish.
Not.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is made of fish. It absolutely reeks of fish. It's like pounded and dried out fish bits. And it's like, on top of okonomiyaki, it's the hardest food in the world, katsuobushi fish, which is dried fish and very, very, very membrane-thick sort of cut fish. And you sprinkle it on top of anything hot and it sort of dances beautifully.
Why is it the hardest food in the world?
I don't know. Just the composition of it when it dries,
it really becomes incredibly hard.
Yeah, you don't eat it as a solid object. It has to be very thinly shaved off into very, very thin leaves.
Oh, okay, right.
On the top, but it's so thin it dances. But it's apparently the hardest food in the world.
You haven't eaten like wet dog food, have you?
No, I wouldn't stoop that low.
But any other kind of hard pet food stuff?
Yeah, anything crunchy, I'll have a crack at.
Why? Just because you're fascinated by it?
Yeah. Why should they have all the fun?
Should you do it when no one else is around?
This one's for you, Donnie.
So if you came to my house...
And I stank of meat.
And there was a Dreamy there, you would try it?
Knowing that you have full access to these Dreamies, no.
But the point is, you were talking about dentist sticks. The cat, I mean, everyone listening who's got a cat will know the same thing. They fucking love it. Like, so they like their food anyway. And cats aren't really like dogs. So they're not always hungry.
Mm.
If you give a cat a decent meal, it'll eat it and it'll be really happy about it.
Yeah.
And it'll go off and do its thing.
Write its blog.
Yeah, exactly. But then when it's time for its food again, it'll come back and it'll start meowing and be like, oh, it's time for my dinner. And then they're normally pretty kind of metronomic. They know when it is. So my cats know, for example, at about 9:30 at night, they'll get up from whatever they're doing sleeping if they're in, and they'll basically just start walking out into the kitchen and they'll just sit out there. And then I go out and I feed them and I shut the door. The point being, they're cool with whatever, but I'm not exaggerating. If one of my cats is like three gardens away and I can see him and I get the Dreamies packet and I shake it by the window, he will absolutely bolt it.
Mm.
I don't know what they put in them. I don't know what it is, but they fucking love it. It's like you with a pint.
What?
It's like you with a tisky.
What, like Pete
if I shook
pints.
A tisky by the window and you were three gardens away, you'd be legging it in.
I like pints at the right time. It's not like I think licorice is a more kind of adequate answer.
So you get a whiff of it on the you did this with your face, get a whiff of it on the air.
But the tisky or licorice?
Yeah, the licorice.
Tisky. That would be a bad look.
It would be a bad look.
Oy, oy, oy.
By the way, one of the things we haven't spoken about, Pete, is I think we should. I think it's probably within our purview and it's probably our duty to do so.
Mm.
The video of Matt Hancock.
Oh. Sexy.
You must have something right to say about that.
If you are going to have an illicit liaison in your office, people have to know where cameras are. Like, they're little kind of like circular.
There was talk he didn't know. There was talk that one of the first things Sajid Javid did was get removed.
That makes him more unfit for office than anyone else. We already know that we do not have a technocratic kind of computationally knowledgeable front bench. But like,
well, generation, really.
They are thick as fuck.
Yeah.
And to not know a camera is there is ridiculous. I mean, I presume you have a certain idea that, you know, these things aren't leaked, and it's probably problematic that it has been leaked, but you have to know a camera's there. And if you don't, you're fucking simple. It's like the bloke who had one off the wrist on a train a couple of years ago. It's like, if you're in the fucking vestibule, if you're sat at your desk and you think, no one's around, I'll knock one out. You know for a fact you're going to get in trouble for that.
Is that better or worse than Hancock?
It was a Hancock. That was the problem.
But if, for example, then, and this is the real nub of the issue, and it's not been covered, people are going to be listening to this thing, and this is our whole story. It's not been covered in this way. If Matt Hancock had a wank instead, would it be better or worse? at his desk.
It would be funnier.
I think
it would
be better.
Yeah?
I don't think it's as bad. Because the whole point of it is the COVID regulation.
He's doing that because he can't get close to anybody else.
I'm not saying he should be doing any of it at work.
Right.
And so I certainly would never do that at work. But I'm just saying he's not... The reason I'm asking this question is because it's quite an interesting thought experiment. Because you're right to say, I think, the fact that it was leaked is hugely problematic. Mm. You're also right to say that, you know, for example, I've never knowingly worked in an office in my entire career that hasn't had CCTV.
Mm.
And you haven't got to be an expert to see a fucking camera and assume a CCTV comes in the world.
Yeah.
If you're in the government, you should know that with the exception of China, the UK is the most surveilled society in the world, right? So assume it's happening, you're in a government building, right? But the interesting part of it is, if he had just given himself a little treat under the desk and there was no one else in the office, he's not broken COVID regulations.
A little dreamy.
People, what's people's angle going to be?
Right, yeah.
Because all the people who have got an axe to grind with Hancock, fair enough. If he goes Hancock by name, Hancock by nature, what's their angle?
Yeah. I mean, he'd still be... I think he'd be fired on the
first
day.
He should be working. You should be working. What are you doing? You should be working. And then what happens if he then says, it's my lunch break?
Yeah, I just had my COVID jab. I was testing out whether my arm still worked.
The door was locked. Yeah, I've been working hard.
Hancock needs his treaties.
Yeah.
Hancock dressed as a baby. Like with nappies on.
What, doing one of those adult diaper things.
Yeah. Just sort of running around his office going, Mama.
So for me,
funnier or
it's fucking funny.
I think the funniest would be the hand job. I'm afraid it would just be. Can you do a hand job on yourself?
I don't think
no,
it
you can't.
No,
can
I don't
you?
Think
no,
it's called that. Oh, I got. A hand
I had
job
a hand job.
I did it myself. Yeah. I think a person's sexual proclivity should be their own, and if he wants to do whatever he wants to do.
Not in an office.
Exactly. Not in a public building. Not in a public
building. If the Pope walked in.
You'd know about that.
You'd know about
You're going to get a memo.
You'd get an email.
No, Hancock, he wouldn't
Pope's
have read
here.
It. Oh, I've forgotten the password. Didn't see it. Of all the people to walk in the middle of this.
Yeah. It's a real shame.
Yeah. So you don't actually believe that, do you?
No. No. It's a real shame how the media hounded his wife.
Yes, that's awful. That's awful.
And her
I don't know why they think that's acceptable.
And her husband, he's like a multi-millionaire. So, I mean, that is hard to dress that one up as a sideways move, isn't it?
So the woman he was caught on the CCTV with, her husband is a multimillionaire.
But they're all
it's all the same circle. They're all rich anyway. I don't know why in this day and age of all times that the media publicly think that it's a human interest thing, public interest thing, to be hounding people's partners and that kind of stuff. It's bullshit.
We think it's bad, but then you talk to people of an older generation, sometimes they sort of go, and they talk about the wife, and it's like, times have changed and attitudes have changed, I think, a little bit. Yeah. It's going to take a little time for people to sort of...
There's no public interest in that.
No.
I don't think. It's just rubbernecking,
it's
isn't
shit.
It? It's rubbernecking. And the reason it will happen is because people will still buy the newspapers and then they'll justify it.
Do you know what is better than Matt Hancock having an affair? Well, Donald Trump's kind of... He's got like a little social media site, hasn't he, that he sort of deals with.
What, his own one?
Yeah, I think
taken his ball and gone home with it?
So they've set up this thing for like all your Trump fans to sort of get involved in stuff. And... it has been taken over by the internet people. It's been taken over by people who just...
Oh, is it called Getter?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about this.
And it's been constantly taken over by people who just post erotic daubings, erotic drawings of Sonic the Hedgehog, which I think is very good.
I saw that. I saw that it's called Getter and I saw it got hacked.
Yeah.
And
it didn't get hacked. It's just people posting.
Well, like, this is the thing. No, it did get hacked.
Oh, did it?
Because
right.
A lot of the users... The high profile ones,
yeah.
Pompeo, a couple of others, got their usernames changed.
Right.
And the reason it happened, I saw a thread of it on Twitter, and some guy who, I mean, everyone pretends to be an expert on everything on Twitter, but some guy posted part of the source code and said, this is a horrific job. This is like the worst piece of coding ever.
Yeah.
And that's why it's happened. It would have taken that person 10 minutes to get to.
Yeah. Do you reckon I would have had a chance?
Wouldn't have taken me 10 minutes. I had no idea what I was looking at. Anyway, Pete, let's have a quick break. When we come back, I've got a couple of good emails to get through. We didn't get to them on Monday, but we'll get on them today. And we'll do some battery brands as well. A couple of exciting ones in there.
All right.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We're back with the Luke Peach Show. It's Thursday, so we are, of course, talking about batteries. Any more battery brands? Any new battery brands coming in, Luke?
Yes, so Adam's tweeted in some Tronic Energy. Tronic Energy
this
batteries.
This guy got Tronic Energy.
I think they're new.
I think they're new, too.
I've never seen them before. Tronic Energy is a new player entering the game. Congratulations to you, Adam. And then Sam tweeted in Aero Latte. As in
Aero the chocolate bar, so, latte.
So that, yep, exactly that. So the battery itself says Aero Latte, the original steam-free milk frother.
Oh, it does. So, oh, my word. So do you reckon that came out of a steam-free milk frother?
It must have done.
Yeah.
What an exciting discovery that
is.
Yes. I've never seen a battery so good.
Does that count technically as a brand or just well, yeah, of course it does.
It's a new player. So 2 out of 2 so far, but I'm sad to say, Matthew sent in some large batteries. They're not new.
They're not new.
Seen them a few times before, brother. 2 out of 3 is not bad. Special.
The background of that picture as well. Absolute dig, mate.
Southampton shirt.
Pathetic. Dig.
Sorry to you, Matthew, but I mean, tell you what, well done to Adam and Sam, but particularly to Sam. Very exciting. Aero Latte. Can't believe our luck.
And new battery brands are appearing all the time, so we could be, you know, in hog heaven for a long time yet.
Could be.
Hog heaven being one of the batteries.
Do you reckon they're still making them?
Yeah, new batteries. Yeah, they're just caught in the Suez Canal or, you know, caught up in Germany. You can't buy anything anymore.
I saw a really lazy meme that I enjoyed today of that fire in the Gulf of Mexico photoshopped into the Suez Canal. So I just wrote something like, can't believe what's happened. Mad.
It's good. I like that one little that meme of like the one ship just kind of
putting the water
like nowhere near the actual fire. Is it even it's not water, is it? It must be like foam or something to calm it down.
I mean, I would assume that unless it's something to do with salinity of the seawater or something, that water's not going to do much.
No.
I mean, I don't fully have the grasp of physics to know exactly how that fire's
just
possible.
Just lads going at this.
How is that fire even possible?
I don't know. It's got access to oxygen and the oil is just burning it. It can burn on the top of water, but I think the ferocity took everyone by surprise. Well,
there's burning on the top of water and then there's that. For goodness sake.
It's not a flaming Sambuca, is it?
No, it looks like the portal to hell. Anyway, Jack French, hello to you, Jack's got in touch with a bloody interesting story. The kind of email that I am delighted to see drop into the Luke and Pete Show email inbox, which of course can be found at hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. Jack says the following, he says, chaps, while discussing Michael Crichton on Thursday's show last week, you briefly mentioned Michael J. Fox. I wanted to share a story about him from around the turn of the century. I was about 8 years old, my parents in Sidcup in South London. We were doing one of the quintessentially British Sunday morning pastimes, visiting a garden centre. When we arrived, I did what any child does at a garden centre. I bolted from my parents and made a direct byline, or beeline, I suppose that's supposed to say, for the pets. It's great to have pets at a garden centre. To this day, he says, I still bloody love a terrapin. After a few minutes in the pet area, I turned around to see my parents had vanished. Knowing my green-fingered parents, however, I headed over to the outdoor plant selection where I was fairly sure they'd be. It was in the outdoor plant section where I found myself in the middle of a crowded commotion. Through the crowds, I was absolutely gobsmacked to see none other than former Hollywood heartthrob and 80s movie star Michael J. Fox. Love to the family, Jack French. Thanks for that, Jack.
Are you being silly?
No. Why?
Are you being a silly boy?
Why?
You cut out one of the lines, didn't you?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
At least I think it was Michael J. Fox. I couldn't really tell you this Back to the Futures.
Yeah. Fuck's sake, Luke. 40 years old.
I didn't get it.
You're a disgrace.
I didn't get it.
That joke is as old as the fucking
hills. I didn't know. I've never heard it before.
Fantastic. Well, Jack, look, you've
I
got
I cut
all
that
your...
last line out because I thought, he's not sure. Yeah. It makes it sound a bit shitter.
Luke, that is terrible.
Oh, my God.
Mate.
Jack, well done. That's amazing. Jack. I've never heard that before. And you've done me.
Yeah,
absolutely. Done me.
Meg's all over the place. He's done a chop. He's kind of...
I think I have to retire now, don't I?
I think you can.
There's nowhere to go from here.
Yeah, who's coming in next week? Producer Natalie's going to be doing next week's show.
For the avoidance of all doubt, I saw that email.
Mm.
I thought it was a good story.
Yeah.
I copy and pasted it into the running order. I made a mark in my mind to make sure I read it. And I thought on Monday show, no, I'm going to show it for Thursday. And at no point did it register until then.
Slowing up, mate. You are slowing up.
It's worrying.
This is when you get texts from Royal Mail asking you to...
I heard that's a big deal.
I fell for it. I fucking fell for it a few weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I was a bit tired and I went and typed my details in and then I replaced both of my bloody cards like an idiot.
One of our colleagues here fell for a scam message that was purporting to be from Twitter.
Mm.
Fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Mm-hmm. It started with something like, "Hello, darling."
Yes.
He's like,
"Hello, darling."
Yeah. What can I say, though? I can't talk.
Yeah,
can
but
I?
Then, but then he.
I'm scared to read another email.
But then the hackers were somehow texted me saying, "I am Polish hacker.
Right.
We've taken ownership of the Football Ramble account." And yeah.
No, I think it was, "I'm a polished hacker."
Ah, good.
I'm very good at
Hello,
it.
Hello, darling.
Yeah.
Hello, darling.
Read us another email out, PD. Isn't it a complete stitch-up of me?
I mean, incredible. Rich. Hello to Rich. What have we got here? "Hiya, Luke and Pete. I'm a few weeks behind on episodes. The prompt for me writing in is the delightful Jim Campbell telling tales of going to A&E. However, if on the off chance in the episode I've not caught up on, you talk about accidental poisonings, this is the most stupid thing you've done. The perils of watching YouTube or doctors looking at you like a moron. I guess it could fall under all of those categories. Mid last year, in the middle of lockdown, I watched a YouTube live stream of someone talking about wild food here in the UK, plants you could forage and eat, etc., etc. Inspired by it, my partner and I set off the next day to do some of our own. After collecting a few leaves that, let's be honest, just tasted like lemony leaves, I came across a small evergreen tree. Remembering the video, recalled them saying that a young spruce needles makes a delicious tea. I began picking them and ate a few needles. They were really tasty. It was at this point my partner advised I double check what they were. I wasn't too fussed, as to the best of my knowledge, if it turned out to be a fir tree, it's all fine. However, after consulting Google, I really realised what I was eating was a yew. Not only is it not edible, it's one of the most toxic plants around. With a lethal dose of 50 grams causing a cardiogenic shock and with no known antidote. A quick call to NHS and on 111, they advised I took myself to A&E. Luckily, the amount I consumed didn't cause me any harm, and after a few hours of cardiology checks and waiting around to ensure I didn't drop dead, I was released back home with advice not to do it again. I did have a doctor come up to me to ensure I hadn't eaten it as some kind of medieval suicide attempt, which I just had to keep insisting it was because I was a moron. On the way to A&E, I did admit my wife promised that if I died, she'd give people more details than just yew tree in case they thought I was in cohorts with Rolf Harris and Gary Glitter. So all in all, my advice to you guys and fellow listeners is to not just chow down on nearby foliage. Rich, I'm not going to do that. I watched a mystery, a murder mystery on ITV, probably one of the Ruth Rendles back in the 80s, where laburnum was used as a murder tool.
Right.
I've always been obsessed with laburnum seeds.
I had no idea that yew tree was poisonous. I just looked it up. Apparently, it's highly poisonous, can make a small child severely ill, and there have in fact been deaths linked to yew poisoning. All parts of the tree are poisonous.
Yeah.
Huh.
I wonder,
I wouldn't have had. I had no idea about it.
I can't really identify a yew tree, to be honest. That's why.
Well, I think I'm right.
So
they'll
never get me.
So I'm fairly certain. I was in Scotland once, and we went to go and visit the oldest tree in the UK.
Mm.
And it was in some kind of cemetery up in Scotland, and I'm pretty sure that was a yew tree.
Right.
Might have been.
You type yew tree into Google, and
yeah,
I mean, those faces. I'm not reading out one of them because he's very litigious.
Are you on incognito mode?
No. None of my Googles are in incognito mode.
Very nice. Well, be careful.
It's a lovely
careful.
Looking tree.
Oh yeah, they look pretty cool.
I like the bark. It looks very sinewy.
They're pretty
like it's been pumping iron.
Pretty well storied.
Mm. Beautiful.
Great stuff. All right, Pete, I think that's about as much time as we've got for today, but we will be back on Monday, of course. Maybe when we get back on Monday, England will be European champions.
Holy moly.
Who knows?
I'll be pissed.
We'll cover that on the Football Ramble, won't we? We'll cover that
we
on
will indeed.
The Football Ramble. But thank you very much for listening. Do get in touch if you've got an email you'd like us to read out. hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. We are on @lukeandpeteshow on Twitter and Instagram. Our lovely producer Nat does an amazing job, so make sure you check that out as well for some extra content, some behind-the-scenes stuff. You're probably going to see a video of me making a complete prick of myself over that email earlier. So check it out @LukeandPeteShow. Have a lovely rest of the week and weekend, and we'll see you next time.
And he was back to the futures.
Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.